Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin welcoming you back to Waves of Glory here at Blog Talk Radio. We are grateful to have you in the studio this morning and to say that this is going to be an exceptional morning online because we are going to be giving ourselves to prayer this morning. We've made a point of asking for prayer requests this week for the final days of September that you might truly birth forth that which God has put in your spirit. And we know that nothing happens except by prayer. So today we are taking this opportunity to take our request before God, to make our petition known unto Him, for that is His direction unto us, to bring our petitions to Him in faith, doubting nothing. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, I believe it is, that when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it. Therefore, today, before we even begin to lift up our voices in prayer, we are believing already that it is done. We are believing that lives are changed. We are believing right now that the sick are being raised up. We are believing right now that blind eyes are going to open when we ask. We are believing the twisted foot will be made straight. We are believing today. We are not coming to God with just a gift. We are coming to Him in faith and knowing it is the will of God. It is the will of God that we should pray and seek His face. It is the will of God that we should be healed. For the Word of God tells us that with His stripes we were healed. 200, 400 years before Christ ever came on the scene, the prophet Isaiah prophesied of His coming and that when they would lash His body, that would be a sign that our healing is in place. And so He has already endured that lashing, 39 stripes for our healing. And so today, as we pray for healing, God, we know without a doubt it is the will of God. And we praise You for it this morning. Thank You for those, Father, who are tuning in to the broadcast this morning. Thank You for those who are online and those who are calling in today. Father God, I pray right now that You would make us one. For the Word of God shows us that when they were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, when the appointed time had fully come, they were all in one place and in one accord. They all had the same mind. They were all worshiping and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. They were all praising and giving glory unto the Most High God. And so today, this is our prayer, Father, that we would be united in purpose today. We would be united in passion today. We would be united, O God, as we lift up our voices to You. For You alone are worthy of glory. You alone are worthy of honor. You are worthy of power and praise, dominion and might. Majesty belongs to You. You are the only wise God who is able to present us faultless before the presence of Your glory with exceeding joy. You are all that we need, O God. Everything we desire is hidden in You, and we seek You, God, that we may receive all. We are blessed for this time this morning. Father, we thank You, and we're going to begin with a prayer request for Morris Hall, who is in the hospital this morning, from our family, our Rock Hill community family. He's in the hospital this morning in critical condition. But God, we know without a doubt that there is nothing too hard for You. We know, God, that there is power in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that it is written that these shall follow them that believe. In My name they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongue, and heal the sick. I thank you right now, God, that the hand of the mighty God is stretched forth into the earth. We're asking this morning, God, that you will locate Morris Hall. You know where he is, and you know what his situation is. Father, we're asking for your divine mercy, that you would allow him to stand in the earth and give testimony to this great fact, that we cried unto the Lord, and he heard us out of his holy hill and answered in a positive manner. We're asking for his life today. We're asking for restoration today, and we're asking for wholeness, God, that even as with the woman with the issue of blood, that when she reached for you and touched the hem of your garment, you made her completely whole in every aspect of her life. We are praying this for Morris Hall this morning, for wholeness to come into his being. Father God, let the supernatural power of healing flow out of this voice to this morning, as the saints of God are raising up prayers before you and calling on your name. This is our cry today, God, that you would heal this man. Heal him and restore him. Make him every bit whole. This is our petition and request today. And we say thank you, God. We receive it now. In the name of Jesus, we love you today, God. We love you. You are the mighty God. You are the great I Am. You are the El Shaddai. You are the Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness, our peace, our banner. You are our healer, our redeemer, our restorer and repairer of the breach. You are everything that we need. You are God and Father, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Counselor, the mighty God. There is none to compare with you. Everything that earth has to offer, God, can be handled by the power of your name. We thank you right now. We praise you, Father, that you've already made provision. We pray today for those who are in lack, but there is no lack in the kingdom of God. We declare by the Spirit of God that the kingdom of heaven is in your midst today. If you are hearing this broadcast and you are in need of finances, some type of lack in your life, any type of spiritual lack, financial lack, physical lack, lack is not your portion. For God is the God of plenty. He is the God of more than enough. He is the God of extravagance. And we magnify him today. And we declare to you, man of God, woman of God, those who need a job, that God is the one who supplies all your need, that God is the source of our supply. Whatever we need, he is supplying it today. So I declare that the kingdom of heaven is in your midst, right here where you sit, listening to this broadcast. If you can hear my voice this morning, God is in the midst. God is right where you are, and he is just waiting for you to receive that which he has already sent to you. Heaven is open today. Heaven is open for the asking today. Whatever you need, if you need a job, I declare that you, when you put in your application this time, that you will receive the job that you're going after. When you step through the doors by faith, not going in to get a job, but going in to accept the position offered, I thank you, Father, right now, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I pray now that those who have need this morning will move by faith, not be moved by what we see. We are no longer moved by our circumstances. We are not walking according to the natural man, but we are stepping out in the supernatural with a God. Do no wrong, where nothing is limited. Everything is possible. Glory to God. Everything is possible. As we call on the God of heaven, everything is possible. And so, Father, we are thanking you in advance for healings, for restoration of family. I pray for families that have been broken this morning, that the healing power of God would draw families back together and heal issues, oh God. For at the end of the day, nothing matters other than we are divinely connected by you. I'm praying for church families. Lord, where there is schism in the body, let there be a mighty rushing wind that sweeps through the congregation and heals wounded spirits, oh God. Let forgiveness pour out of each person. Let the love of God be shed abroad from heart to heart and from breast to breast. Let the church of the living God be manifest as the sons of God. Let our love be evident one for another. For your word does tell us that it is by this that they shall know that we are your disciples, not by our great big Bibles, not our great monumental churches, not our huge mega congregation, but they will know we are your disciples by our love for one another. Father, in the name of Jesus, let love be on the increase. We know that in the last days, you have already declared that the love of many shall wax cold. But Father, we are praying for the body of Christ tonight, that that would not be our portion, but instead that the love of God among us will increase, that the unity among us will increase, that the faith of God among us will increase, that we will watch one for another, that each would prefer his brother over himself. Lord, we pray the kingdom come and your will be done in the body of Christ this morning. Eko, Lord, we thank you right now. We magnify you because nothing is too hard for you. We are excited, God, to see the move of the hand of God. Your word tells us that you are the same God who hung the moon and the stars. You are the same God who created the birds and fowls of the air, the fishes of the sea. You are the same God who set a boundary for the oceans that they will come to shore and no further. You are the same God who stretched out the heavens like a curtain and made earth your footstool. God, we bless your name today, for you are everything that we need. We thank you right now for healing. We thank you right now for restoration. We thank you right now for divine vision. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God who saves. We thank you, Lord, right now for our loved ones who are caught up in addictions, in drugs, in alcohol, in fornications, sex addiction, whatever addictions are there, God, we know that nothing is too hard, and we declare that these chains and bondages are broken this morning. We declare by the power of God that our children are healed, and we snatch them out of the fires of hell. According to your word, O Lord, the sanctified woman sanctifies her children, or the sanctified husband sanctifies his wife and family. So, God, we are standing in the this morning. We are making intercession to the glory of God. We are making intercession for our families today. Let your will rain down on us now, God. But it is not your will that any man would perish, but that all will come to repentance. All will come into the knowledge of a Savior. God, this is our prayer today, that you would stir up hearts and minds. We are looking now even over the streets, God, where murder is running rampant in the streets of America. Father, by your power, we are praying today that you would send your ambassadors into gang territory, that we will walk in power and in authority, that the gang leaders will be saved and set free from every yoke of bondage. We take authority over the spirit of murder, that our streets may be safe for our children to walk. We pray for our children even in their schools today. We come against that spirit that will come to bully young people in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God be that our enemy came upon us after us, and he did so stumble. Let every child who's being bullied today be delivered by the power of God. Let the bullies have a change of heart today in the name of Jesus. Whatever is going on in their homes that is causing them to be so angry, that is causing them to lash out at the weaker one, Father God, I pray for a divine turnaround now. I pray you would turn that family in the name of Jesus. Let the increase of God come forth now. Let families be healed. We are praying for the brokenhearted today, Lord. Even somebody has lost a loved one who's already crossed over, and their hearts are broken today. But, Father, we know that you are the comforter, and you have released your comfort in the earth for such a time as this, that you would touch that broken heart this morning, that you would heal, oh God, like none can heal, that you would take away the mourning, oh God, and give the oil of joy where there is mourning, oh God, where the spirit of heaviness has wrapped them like a cloak. We pray by the power of God that the joy of the Lord would be their portion, that they would be able to break free today. We cast off the chains of depression. We cast off chains of oppression. We loose the captive this morning and open prison doors for them that are bound. We thank you by the power of God. We release beauty for ashes where lives have been destroyed. We release beauty for ashes. We rejoice around the ashes of a broken life today because we know, God, that you have a plan to give them a hope and to give them a future. And so this morning we agree with all of heaven today. We agree with your divine plan for the life of the one who feels that everything is turned to ashes, that feels that their dreams have been broken, that feels that there is no hope this morning. God, in Jesus' name, I stand in your presence. I cry out for the hopeless today. Let hope touch. Let hope return in the heart of the hopeless, oh God. Let there be a glimmer of hope. Let there be a reason to hope. Let there be a divine intervention today in the name of Jesus. Send somebody their way with a random act of kindness today. There's no hope, oh God. Send your messengers, oh God. Send your people to go in the highways and the byways and to reach out to the hopeless and to minister hope this morning. God, we believe you are doing it now. That one on the brink of suicide, we call you back from the brink of death. You will not take your life today. It is not yours to take, for you have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. And today I speak life into your spirit right now. I speak life and hope. I break the chains of the enemy. I crush the lies that he's whispering in your ear. This world is not going to be better without you. Your family will not be better off without you. And I command you to come into right thinking right now. I cast down that vain imagination. I pull it down by the power of the Spirit of God. We release the word of God that says, for he loved you so much that he was willing to give his only begotten son to die so that you don't have to die today. I call you back from the brink. I call you back from the brink. I call you back. Jesus. Call forth Lazarus. Say, come forth in Jesus' name. Let go of the disappointment. Let go of the. For God is restoring. He is a God of the brand new. He is new. You can begin again. There is no failure in God. What you have been through, God can use it for his glory. So he tells us in his word that all things work together for the good of them that love God. So we believe today your tragedy can be used for the glory of God, that God can take what you have and turn it into something glorious. Father, right now, let grief be healed. Let the comforter come. Embrace these broken ones. This is our petition today, that they will know you in the power of your resurrection, that they will know the love of God, that they will know the embrace of God. For those who have strayed away, Lord, we're calling home the backslider this morning. We are praying by your Spirit today that you would have your way, oh God, where the backslider is concerned. Your word says that you are married to the backslider and you are not a fan of divorce. You have no intention of letting go of the backslider. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we release that welcoming anointing to the backslider today, that you would draw him or her back to you, that by your Spirit today you would find them in whatever location they are. If they're in the crack house today, if they're in a whorehouse today, wherever they are today, God, you will find them. If they're sitting on a bar stool today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cry aloud for the backslider to come home to the glory of God, to the loving kindness and the tender mercy of God. But let that person know today that your mercies are new every morning, brand new mercies, and that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in our time of need. You don't look at us the way that men look at us, but you are looking on the heart of the backslider today. God, you know that they are aching. You know that they are hurting. You know that they are lonely. You know they're feeling lost. But I pray by the Spirit today that they will feel your ever-loving arms wrapping around them wherever they are, where they are located, even on the streets today. If they are homeless today, God, I pray that they would feel your presence. They will know you're there. I thank you, God, for those who hear your voice and are on the street today to minister to the broken one, to let that one know you still love them, you're still concerned about them, you still have hope in them, you still have a future for them, you still have a plan for their lives, you're still able to bring them into destiny, you're still able to fulfill their purpose in them. God, we love you today, and we are glad to be in the number who cry out for somebody besides ourselves. We turn our eyes outward today, and we look on a broken and dying world. We ask you, God, for divine intervention. Yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your way. We are praying for those in war-torn countries. We're praying for those who are victims of sex trafficking, even in our own country. We are praying for those this morning. We are first thanking you for the 241 refugee girls that have been returned to their families. We know that is the hand of God at work, and we are grateful to you today. So God, now those in even this nation who are victims of sex trafficking and are being kidnapped from the street. Father God, we're praying for our children missing from America. We come against that spirit that would try to destroy the next generation, and we deliver them into your hands today, God. We ask you to divinely intervene. Restore these little ones to their parents. Restore them, oh God. Stop the hand of the enemy now. Stop the hand of the destroyer today. Let them be restored. Let them be found safe. Every amber alert that burns out, let that child be restored. We know, God, that they have angels that stand over them, for your word declares that their angel is before your throne. Now, God, activate that angel to restore that child to its proper parents. We thank you right now. We lift up children who are being abused. Lord, in the name of Jesus, this is not their portion. We come against that spirit that wants to destroy a child. We come against whatever that evil entity that is driving men and women to abuse the child. Father God, let it be broken today. Let the child be rescued today. Let them be healed in their mind, mentally, physically, and emotionally. In the name of Jesus, we loose that today. We loose children from bondages. For your anointing, oh God, can travel beyond distance. There is no barrier for the anointing this morning. So God, we loose the anointing deliverance for these children who are being held captive in these diverse and tragic situations. In the name of Jesus, let there be discovery. Then let there be recovery. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for those social workers this this morning who are overworked, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who are stretched beyond their physical ability, who are drained, oh God, and yet they keep moving in search of healing, in search of helping these children. We pray for social workers across the land, and we ask, Lord God, for a supernatural outpouring of the Spirit of the living God. Let there come a refreshing, let there come a supernatural rejuvenation, that even as they go into these tragic situations, as they see the brokenness of these children, that the spirit of intercession will fall on them, and they will go carrying the answer to the problem, that they will not be overmuch depressed with the conditions that they see. I pray, Father God, that you will give wisdom in and out amongst these children, and how to deposit hope in Jesus' name. This is our desire today, that hope would be deposited in the lives of these children to the glory of God. We give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the listening ear this morning. That person who's on the line this morning, know that God cares concerning your situation. He's not just sitting high in heaven and just looking at the world go to pot, but he cares about your situation. And this morning his ears are tuned in to you. His ears are tuned in to your need and to your circumstance. And the Lord this morning wants you to know that he's the God who answers. As you cry loud today, he is the God who answers. And so, God, we thank you in advance. We thank you in advance that nothing is too hard. Nothing is too big. Nothing is even too small. We are even praying for children who are in school today and struggling with their schoolwork. Let, Lord God, their minds be illuminated in the name of Jesus. Let that one who is struggling sitting in the classroom today, who is confused, does not understand even what the teacher is saying, God, I pray right now for divine intervention, for you made that child and you made that brain. I ask for understanding and anointing for understanding to come over that child now, and that the D student will be elevated, oh God, to whatever capacity they desire. If they desire A status, then God, raise them up. Whatever their little hearts desire this morning, let no more tears run because they can't understand what's going on. For the child who's dyslexic and having trouble understanding, my God, even the writings on the board, I pray for a supernatural help. Intervene, oh God, and help that little heart to be healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God, the Lord. Praise your name, God. I pray for broken friendships this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that there is a friend that sticks his close. Not a brother, but we know that the enemy would like to destroy friendship, so we will feel like we're walking this journey alone. But by the power of God today, I call forth the restoration of friendships, long-time friendships that have been destroyed over a word or a thought. Father God, I loose forgiveness now. Let there be forgiveness between the parties, and let there be a reunion, a divine reunion. Come forth today in Jesus' name. Offense and the spirit of offense that is hindering the prayers of the righteous. Let all things be forgiven, even as your word tells us when we pray, forgive so that our heavenly Father will forgive us when we ask for it. So I pray right now for the wounded spirit. Hallelujah. I pray for your wounded spirit this morning, that healing would begin to flow as you release that person, as you release that circumstance, as you release that situation. Let it go. It's over. It's in the past. Let God have it and redeem your relationship today with broken marriages, oh God, broken relationships that even are still in the home. There's no divorce, but the hearts are already beginning to turn to stone. Father, in the the name of Jesus. We, by the Spirit, put a stop to it right now in Jesus' name, that this marriage will survive. Not only will it survive, it will thrive. This family will not be destroyed by the spirit of division. I call for unity right now to remember the vow that you made before God, till death do us part, in sickness, in health, for richer, for poor, whatever circumstance come, there is a vow on the line today, and in Jesus' name, we call you into remembrance of that vow. Let the glory of God come in that household. Let the hearts be repentant one to another. Let the lives be submitted one to another. Let the love of God be restored between each other. Let there be a divine romance ignited in that household. This is our prayer today. We receive marriages restored today for the glory of God our Father. Let there be testimonies that come forth from the mouth of those who have heard these prayers today and received the answers to their prayers. God, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. There's a caller on the line, your last four, 4261. Did you have a prayer request this morning, or are you just joining in prayer?
I'm just joining in prayer this morning.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. May the Lord give you the desires of your heart today as you have tuned into prayer today. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed to you. Let the direction of God be given unto you. May you hear the voice of God saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." This we pray for you today. And as we are coming to a close, we want to say to our listening audience, God loves you today with an everlasting love. He is never tired of you coming. He is never tired of you coming into his presence. He loves you and he welcomes you, and he is willing to give you the kingdom. It is his good pleasure, the word says, to give you the kingdom of heaven. We love you this morning. We'll continue to pray for you. We pray that you would have a testimony come out of this prayer today. May God get the glory. Amen and amen. Thank you, caller. Have a wonderful week.
Amen. You too.